Cyber challenges are more prevalent than ever, and that's driving the need for more people with the professional skills necessary to prevent and mitigate attacks. To that end, the Army Reserve has launched a new partnership to build its network of cyber warriors. The program is designed to train soldiers in cyber warfare for both the Reserve and for their private sector employers. Lieutenant Colonel Scott Nelson is the Army Reserve's Cyber P3 Program Manager. He joins me now with how this all works. Colonel Nelson, great to have you on.
Well, thank you very much, Tom. I really appreciate your time to talk to you.
So tell us about this partnership. Who's involved, companies, universities, and any other agencies involved?
Sure. The Army Reserve Cyber Partnership, or the Cyber P3, was developed as an initiative for us to select and recruit and retain and then career develop our cyber security professionals in the Army Reserve. Right now we have partnerships and links into academia and industry, and we're also looking at community outreach. Our partners right now include, on the academic side, the University of Washington, University of Texas San Antonio, Norwich University, Drexel University, the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, and George Mason University. And we're looking at three additional universities to cover down on the Southeast and the Midwest to cover the Army Reserve cyber footprint. In addition, we have about 20 employers, multinational companies across the nation, to include Microsoft, Chevron, Verizon, T-Mobile, Rackspace, Caliber, ProDeserve, URS, EMC Corporation, and the Federal Bureau of Investigations. And we're also talking to state and local governments, such as the state of Washington and the city of Tacoma, to expand our reach into the public sector.
All right, so you've got all these people involved, so the presumption is that there might be Reserve members who might be working for one of those companies, and then so they can do cybersecurity there, and then they could also do cybersecurity while they're in the Army on the reserve duty as that comes up each month and each year.
That's correct. And basically, think of it this way: cyber is a thinking man's, thinking woman's game. And so, for us to be true partners with the with Army's reserve or Cyber Command and the U.S. Cyber Command as we go forward, we have to have true cybersecurity professionals. And the way to do that is just like we do with our doctors and our aviators out there, is they need to be immersed in a civilian job that gives them that 24-hour experience. And that's what we're trying to do with this program as well.
Now, as I understand it, if a young person is in ROTC at one of the campuses, then when they graduate, they might go into the regular active duty Army, or they might go into the Reserve Army. There's a selection process that happens there. Is that correct?
That is correct. And in fact, this program is designed to support both of those career choices. So if we have a kid that's looking at the Army Reserve through ROTC, we have Reserve Select Scholarships, 2- and 3-year scholarships that we're really trying to work with U.S. Army Cadet Command to embrace across the campuses we have our presence for the Cyber P3I program.
So in other words, yeah, they could study cybersecurity during their ROTC years and then get a job at one of the companies, or maybe it's still another company outside of that 20, and then also do cyber for the Army as reservists.
Exactly. And what that does is that, you know, the universities are our foundational skills development area. So we're looking at two things for the Army Reserve that are really critical for us. The first is how do we build those foundational skills? When those kids walk out of their universities, they have the skills that we are looking for in the Army Reserve and the Army to meet our mission in cyber. The second one is for these kids that are coming out of these universities, how do we link them up so we create some loyalty for them with our private corporations that we're working with, so now they can get a good-paying job, and they see the advantage of being in the Army Reserve. The companies do, as well as the soldier themselves.
Now, the Army Reserve, correct me if I'm wrong, when you're a reservist, you have a weekend every month and then 2 weeks of training that are all solid once a year, correct?
That's correct. I'll call us time-constrained soldiers. And so you can see the need for us to be able to have truly professionals into the private industry so they're working cybersecurity jobs on a daily time. So what that does is that provides the Army an ability to reach into the Army Reserve for our teams, our cyber protection teams, and our other capabilities in the cyber field across the Army Reserve. And it provides us a true capability that they can reach in and have right away instead of having to wait 6 months to train up.
And so how does the continuity work? So if you're in the reserve only for those periods of time that are separated by being back in the private sector, how does the Army Reserve get its own cybersecurity requirements done in some way that there's continuity of the people doing it? Or is that really an issue?
It is an issue. And so what we have to come up with, and this is where the program comes into play as well, So if you consider marrying up your civilian skills, so when you walk into your weekend drill or your 2-week AT, not only are you ready to go for training, but we have a basically a turnkey training environment that's established. So we're doing immersion training. So think about an infantry platoon out there doing a situational training exercise where they're doing a live fire exercise. We're going to try to replicate that same type of scenario inside our Army Reserve training platforms. And that this program is part of that and linking that to the universities and the private employers as well.
We're speaking with Lieutenant Colonel Scott Nelson. He's the Army Reserve's Cyber P3 Program Manager. And in the months that you have started this, and it's not very long, what kind of interest are you seeing? What kind of take-up do you think you'll be getting for this program?
Well, so I've been at this on active duty for probably about 4 months now, and I will tell you that it's incredible response. Every time I've gone to a university, and we've hit six universities to date. We have gotten overwhelming response, not only from the universities but the employers. We had an event on the 10th of February up in Congress where we launched our program. We had over 200 representatives participate. Those members included members of Congress who showed up for the event as well, and the response from Congress has been, and the interest from Congress has been overwhelming. So we're pretty excited that we can get after the resources we need to get this thing really launched in the way we need to get it done.
I guess your timing was good because these are the months when there have been so many widespread and very widely popular, or not popular, but publicized cyber incidents. So maybe the timing is really good too.
I can't complain about the timing. Yes, sir. Yeah, timing's everything. As we all know in business, timing is everything. So I would agree with you that incidents create an environment where Congress is really interested in creating programs like this to get after the problem.
And what are the courses that people take? I mean, what is it you're learning when you become a cybersecurity professional? Is it sitting at a screen, being able to respond to incidents in a black hat, white hat situation? Is it programming? What are some of the skills that people specifically are gaining?
So the skills we're looking at is everything from software, hardware engineers, mechanical engineers, because if you start thinking about cyber physical, we need to start thinking about mechanical engineers in the program as well. As you talked about, programmers, incident handlers, forensics is an example. A lot of those niche technologies. But in addition to that, what we really need to look at is the pervasiveness of cyber as well across our force. So we need to look at how we're going to train our leadership, how are we going to start training planners in our force, and how are we going to start building those intelligence professionals to truly understand when the unit is under attack and what we need to do to defend our unit.
Right, and how many people do you think will be in the next round of people getting this training?
Well, so our force structure is growing in the Army Reserve. We're working directly with Army Cyber Command and U.S. Cyber Command to ramp that up. One of the things that the Army Reserve has programmed to date is over 1,500 soldiers will be in a I would call tip of the spear type of cyber organization. That will include 10 cyber protection teams in support of Army Cyber and the Army. In addition to that, we'll have intelligence presence in our military intelligence readiness command. And then the number of additional signal units and military intelligence units, and then our training units as well. So this is a relatively large endeavor, and we'll have a training presence and demand signal for our soldiers that will go beyond just year 16 all the way into year 2020 as this program develops.
Lieutenant Colonel Scott Nelson is the Army Reserve's Cyber Private Public Partnership Program Manager, P3. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right, thanks. Thank you very much for the time. I really appreciate it.